Agents of Change.
The sun was always shining on Kiribati, a young republic situated in a very unique position, both in the north and in the south of the equator, and both on the right and on the left of the international dateline. 33 atolls sparkled in the Pacific Ocean, surrounded by crystal clear water, where many varieties of marine animals swim. People there used to live in close contact with nature, with the sea. Their main activity was fishing, and their main food was, not surprisingly, also fish. Most of Kiribati land is less than 3 meters above sea level, with an average width of its island of only 450 meters. In the last decades, this paradise on Earth faced huge transformation. The morphology of its islands changed rapidly due to the rise of sea level that made the island even more narrow. Kiribati is nowadays considered to be in a very dangerous condition. If you were thinking about visiting it, I'm afraid you'd have to do so soon, as the country is going to entirely disappear under the sea in a few decades. Enoch Tong is the former president of Kiribati. He governed this island from 2003 to 2016, becoming famous for his activism against what he defined the great threat against humanity, climate change. In his country, he witnesses every day the direct impact of those changes on the environment, starting with the rise of sea level that covers more and more land, forcing people to move out of their houses. Another big problem Kiribati started to face are tornadoes. Those strong winds aren't expected to be present on the equator line, and as a consequence, Kiribati infrastructure and buildings aren't planned to resist them. But with climate change and more aggressive winds and storms started punching the country, hiding its blue sky with thunders and clouds and transforming their surrounding Pacific Sea in a violent and deadly bodies of water. As a consequence of the massive loss of land and the destruction of entire villages, people from Kiribati are more and more forced to emigrate. Enoch Tong knows the consequences of this very well. Kiribati culture will disappear together with its land in the few decades. President Tong traveled all around the globe to spread his message. Climate change is everyone's problem. It's a global issue and it goes beyond borders. He strongly believed that it's time to take strong and fruitful global initiatives. He became famous for his speech at the United Nations Forum on Climate Change, COP21, held in Paris in 2015. He addressed his words especially to richer and bigger nations, which are in a position to decide if to give more weight to their own economic interests or to the well-being of humans and environment. Enoch Tong, as the president of Kiribati, also had to take urgent measures to face those changes on its lands. During his mandate, he worked with Japanese engineers to project flotating island where next generations could move if the actual land will all disappear. The disadvantage of this solution is mainly related to the price of this huge infrastructure project that for the moment Kiribati's economy can't afford. Another Enoch project was to buy land with national economic resources in part of other Pacific island like Fuji Island in order to allow its citizens to move there in case of need. For the moment, his main project to prevent the consequences of rising sea levels is the construction of seawalls. Finally, migrating to other countries like New Zealand or Australia is also a solution that Enoch Tong is considering. But in this case, he would like Kiribati citizens to be treated not as climate migrants, but as citizens who migrate on merit and dignity. As an extraordinary measure to set an example for the rest of the world, President Tong also created the Fennec Island Protected Area, one of the largest marine protected areas in the world, with a size of 400,000 square kilometers, which was described as a United Nations World Heritage Site in 2008. President Tong has won a number of awards for his contribution and leadership on climate change and ocean conservation. Enoch Tong committed himself to change his country's future, thinking about and planning several possible solutions to preserve its land and its citizens, and also spreading the message that in order to deal with climate change, there's got to be sacrifice, there's got to be commitment. And in this, his actions are a great source of inspiration. This was Giulia Conti from Asti, Italy, for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.